The penultimate show of Sihishnu, weekly wrap-up. One more to go, Sihishnu. What's happening at the race since we talked last week?
Okay, Paul. Hi. We've completed 6 weeks and 5 hours of this amazing race. We still have 9 stalwarts on the course, and within a matter of 72 hours, we'll have our first finisher, who should be Vasu Duji. He will be probably about 10 hours slower than his fastest time set in 2015. That's understandable, because that was an amazingly cool year, but also it was the tornado, the jet fuel of Aspirano Alto, who pulled everyone, I think it was 8 PBs besides his own personal best, world best. But Vasu's been doing very well, very, 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 very steady. He's averaging 69.03 miles per day. Kobe Orin should finish probably 2 days later, probably in the morning of Thursday. And he's doing well. He's very strong. The physio here says that he has no muscle problems. All the blisters that he had in the early 2-3 weeks are completely healed. It's just that he's tired like everybody else, you know, from being out here over 6 weeks running around in circles. But the self-transcendence thing is in full swing. I can say with much admiration that Kaninika has impressed me from being 48 miles behind pace. She is now only 4.5 miles behind pace with 10 days to go, including today. And hopefully she will finish on the last day. The people ahead of her, hopefully they have enough of the inner determination to get to the line. So we're having a first finisher Tuesday, and then probably Thursday, and then we'll wait and see when the others will finish. Probably closer Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Sihishnu, that was a great wrap-up. Sounds like there's some really good news, and we'll have even more news in our last report in 7 days' time. Thank you.
Utpal, I want to thank you and your blog, Perfection Journey. It's so inspiring to go there and so full of things to do, audio, visual. And to be a part of this race is a great honor for me, as I'm sure you feel. And to all our fans out there, peace and love.
Thank you.